Okay, and her family from Europe?
Her mother was born in Winnipeg, Canada, on the way over from Wales. They moved to Pittsburgh, and I believe that her father was born in the United States. But we went over to try to trace her heritage and her father's heritage. And his name was John Henry. We went to they're buried over there by religion. So we found the Baptist minister in a small town of Fishguard, Wales. And he directed us to the cemetery, and then he came with us. And we told him it was John Henry. He said, "Oh my, everybody was named John Henry." We went there and John Henry, John Henry, John Henry. Every place, unless
right.
A very common name. Not just the old name, but all three names.
That's right. That's right. I've struggled with that too, and it's always good when it's some very unusual name,
yes.
Maybe something the parents made up. Then you
like Halmarasari, huh?
Right, like that. But in English.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did your spouse graduate from high school?
Yes.
Some different terms. What did you call your mother?
Mother.
And your father?
Father. But later on, the kids called her different things, Gaga and things like that, instead of grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's an interesting thing, just what people call grandparents from one English-speaking country to another.
And dad, too. Mother and dad, or mother and father.
And your children called you mother and dad?
I think so.
Or they start off mommy and daddy, and then
teenagers
mm-hmm. build up to mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
When you were talking about your parents, how did you refer to them?
My parents.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people say my folks?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you never used that?
I have used it, but it's... not too often, but
mostly.
I use it quite often in prayers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. You do hear that. What was your name for your grandparents then?
Nanner was my grandmother, and that's the only one I really know, and granddad.
Mm-hmm. That's what I call them too. Granddad and grandma.
Mm-hmm.
How many offspring do you have?
Three.
When people are bringing up their children, what is the expression that they use?
Bring up their children.
Mm-hmm.
Rearing them? Is that what you mean?
Rearing them, yes.
Yeah.
Is that, you hear that?
Yeah.
Raising?
I've never heard of raising. Well, yeah, we have three children, and educating them and feeding them. And
right.
Taking care of them.
Mm-hmm. Because you hear rearing, raising, bringing up, and
mm-hmm.
those three expressions. If one of your children looks like you, people say what?
They have a similarity, but they don't really look like me. They have certain characteristics, like because of my size, which unfortunately the daughter takes after too much too. But both of the sons are very large. Mm-hmm. Tall.
Sons like to be tall.
Yeah.
Daughters
don't need to be.
No. Right. Okay. Have you ever heard people say he favors his father or he resembles his father?
Mm-hmm.
Which
mm-hmm.
one seems most familiar between them? The most
resembles.
In church, what is the speech that the pastor gives called?
A sermon? Yes.
Okay, and
speech, huh?
And yeah, well, to not trigger,
sure.
To not lead you
okay.
Your answer.